I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Deer hunting can not all be about blind luck. It takes some skill to be successful. And one of the most vital parts of that, whether bow hunting or gun hunting, is being able to read sign. We'll talk a little more about how to do that right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. We can all spot a buck rub on a tree, but once you've located that rub, do you know how to use it to your advantage? Travis Bowman, wildlife manager at the R.D. Bailey Wildlife Management Area in Wyoming County, says finding one rub is telling you a vital piece of information.
Well, first off, you know, beginning of the season, usually you'll find rubs first on trees, and that's it could be one of two things: a buck just rubbing off the velvet from his antlers, or it could also be as a signpost. He's telling the other deer in the area, especially bucks, since they've broke up, that this is his area, and they actually secrete, they have a gland on top of their eye and on top of their head, and they secrete that on that tree to signify this is my area or that I've been here. And it could just warn off smaller deer, or it could be just the fact of him laying down his territory line of that's, you know, his area.
As the rut nears, those rubs will eventually become a scrape, which is an altogether different signpost.
Buck lays down a scrape for a couple different reasons, too. One, it's a territorial thing, but mainly he lays most of the time scrapes down to check out does in the area that might be coming into estrus. So, you know, maybe early in the season you'll see a scrape or two on the ground. That's nothing really, I don't think, to get too excited about. He may or may not check that. It may just be one of those scrapes that says, hey, I'm in the area, lays down more scent. But as closer to the rut, like this time of year now, you're going to see a lot of scrapes on the ground, and that's really signifying him looking for does.
And from there, Bowman says picking the right spot for a stand is the next critical step.
The main thing you want to look for is wind direction. You know, those older bucks, they're walking by their nose. They're even though they're not as weary this time of year, because they do have one thing on their mind, and which is a doe. And you can get a doe that comes right in, and a buck doesn't pay attention to the wind. But if that buck's by himself, or even a doe in general, they are going to play the wind in their favor.
Now, scouting is vital to being successful in hunting, but being able to read the sign that you've seen and doing what it tells you is also critically important. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.